Rosalie Parks was 42 years old when she made history. She was sitting on the bus in Montgomery, Alabama, one day in 1955 when a white man demanded her seat. Mrs. Parks refused, defying the rules which required blacks to give up their seats to whites. She was arrested and fined. Her treatment triggered a 381-day boycott of the bus system, organized by the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. The Montgomery bus boycott marked the birth of the civil rights movement. 7 years later, Rosa Parks recalled that momentous day.
The driver said that if I refused to leave the seat, he would have to call the police, and I told him, just call the police, which he did, and when they came, they placed me under arrest.
Wasn't that a pretty frightening thing, to be arrested in Montgomery, Alabama?
No, I wasn't frightened at all.
You weren't frightened? Why No. weren't you frightened?
I don't know why I wasn't, but I didn't feel afraid. I had decided that I would have to know once and for all what rights I had as a human being and a citizen, even in Montgomery, Alabama.
Her public stance made her a symbol of the civil rights movement, but it also made it hard for her to get work in Alabama. She and her husband, Raymond, moved to Detroit, where she worked as an aide in a Democratic congressman's office. Upon her retirement, Mrs. Parks devoted her time to an institute she and her husband founded, aimed at developing leadership among young people. Rosa Parks will be remembered for the way her quiet determination in the face of injustice helped change America.